Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was noticing something on social media yesterday. Governor Walz put out just a fun little video about his dog sleeping on his bed and cat not doing much and stuff. It was kind of funny. And it just kind of harkened back a little bit to the time when he was just our governor and not a vice presidential candidate. And I just wondered if we'll bring in Blois Olson on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline with the morning take. Blois, just wondered if you noticed if he's sort of kind of a little bit trying to get back into what he used to do and kind of the normalcy of it. Is it still kind of awkward? Former vice presidential candidate, now he's back and all this stuff. Are you sensing that a little bit?
You know, I think, good morning, Medina. I think to some degree, yes, he is working his way back in. Last week, I think it was, he was in the garage working on a car, which is something he does naturally. That's a hobby of his. So, you go through the process of being a vice presidential candidate. Not only do you not get to be yourself, you don't get to live your life. You don't get a night in the garage with the car, and everything is scrutinized. One of the things that is clear in talking behind the scenes is that, he didn't get to make a lot of choices about the campaign, nor did his staff. They had input, but ultimately the decision was the national operatives and the national campaign people. And so I think there is a certain probably freedom that he's feeling. And who doesn't, other than you, who doesn't want a night at home just, sitting around?
Ooh,
I mean,
shot taken.
We know Vanita doesn't, like, she has something every night, but some of us just like to sit on the couch or work in the garage or. I'm getting a new washer and dryer this week, so I cleaned the laundry room last night, but I didn't make a video about it, just so you know.
We were looking forward to that. Come on. All right. Yeah, and you're right. I remember he was in his garage with that. I just noticed that a little bit. He's kind of emerging a little bit more. Ken Martin, what is the latest on him? And I don't know if I've asked you this, but when will they announce that? And as far as the state party, who are the names to lead our state Democratic Committee, DFL?
Well, stay tuned. I think those names are going to start to come out here. The election for the DNC chair is in February. Ken Martin's still a front runner. But there haven't been a lot of names coming out because I think there's a chance that if Ken is not successful in the national stage, that he comes back to run the state party. So I think it's a wait and see there. But we'll have some names in the next week or so.
This overpayment of medical assistance, article in the Pioneer Press, Department of Human Services paid providers like nursing homes more than $40 million through Medicaid, and they didn't try to recover those debts. Can you tell me a little bit more about that in this audit report from the legislative auditor? That's a big figure.
Well, it is. It's the latest in a theme that you're going to hear a lot more about in this legislative session. Basically, people submit claims for people, and sometimes those claims are valid and sometimes they aren't. It can be the eligibility of the patient, which is most likely the case, where it's later determined somebody wasn't eligible, but yet they got paid on Medicaid. So the $40 million total Most of it was long-term care payments that the state paid. And this is, you know, a theme that Republicans have really started to kick off in these pre-session conversations, that the state has to get a better handle on fraud, waste, and abuse. And you're going to hear this over and over again. Now, is fraud, waste, and abuse going to fix the budget problem? No. But there is this sense, and it's not even a sense anymore. There's now a list of places where state agencies have been critiqued and criticized by the nonpartisan Office of the Legislative Auditor for saying you didn't have the controls in place and you need to do better. So stay tuned. I'm guessing somebody's got a total somewhere, but we're getting up there in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, that is a lot. It's a lot. Thank you, Blaise. Have a good day. We'll chat tomorrow.
You too. Stay tuned. The cannabis guidance comes out today, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for that.
So stay tuned for that today. Okay, we'll chat about it tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Much anticipated.
Yes. Blaise Olson with The Morning Take.